10-4VWA, Mobile, Anderson.
10-4VWA, W4DJ, did you say Anderson?
Not quite Anderson. I am down here, I'm passing the front of Palmetto High School in Pelzer on my way back up towards Green Pit. I'm doing the backstroke. How are you? I hope you're staying dry.
I was going to ask you if it's raining down there, too. It's raining here, but it's just drizzling. It's not coming down real heavy. I guess it did last night, though, because it looks like everything was cleaned off of the road. Is the road slippery out there, or has it washed all the oil off of it already?
A heavy, heavy rain. It's just, not large raindrops, but it is just steady. It is just steady. So the roads are going to get a good wash. There's a few puddles around. But the further south you go, from what I understand, the further south you go, the heavier it gets. And we ought to have a little bit of wind coming in this evening and tomorrow for sure.
Well, that's not good flying weather. I haven't started looking at parts yet, but my brain is starting to process thinking about looking at cameras and video transmitters and, synchronized with goggles and that kind of thing. I think once you get up high enough and you fly out far enough, you can fly with goggles on a windy day a whole lot easier than you can when you're flying line of sight.
Hey, let me ask you something. When you're flying, and you know what I'm talking about, when you're flying with a transponder, the transponder transmits back to a tower or a radar position your position, okay? Now, when we're talking about the FR Sky transmitting GPS coordinates back through telemetry, is that going to satisfy the requirement for it to show up on positioning screens everywhere?
Well, just so that we're clear, right? You're not when you buy one of those store bought solutions that they come out with, you're not transmitting to anything. You're broadcasting, right? And you're broadcasting to whoever was listening. It's not like you got a beam and you're pointing it at somebody's site that's going to record when you're flying and where you're flying. It's not like that. You're just sending out information so that if some FCC or FAA, FAA in this case, some FAA guy goes driving down the road and he sees somebody out in the field flying, he can pull over and he can turn on his scanner for all of the frequencies that you're, allotted for flying RC, and he can see your signal. And then he can look at your signal and he can turn on his decoder and he can decode your signal. And one of the protocols is the protocol that's used for the telemetry that goes back and forth between the transmitter that you hold in your hands and the receiver transmitter that is in the airplane, because that receiver in the airplane is also a transmitter. So it collects telemetry data, like how fast am I going, what is my GPS location, what is the ground speed versus the airspeed, if you have an airspeed indicator on it, and it just collects all that information, and it sends that back through telemetry. What is my battery voltage, for example, when I press that button on the back of my transmitter and it says the lowest cell is 3.2 volts and I know it's time to land. It's a stream of data that's going back and forth. It's not like there's a Yagi on that receiver or transmitter that's in the airplane that's pointed at somebody's tower that is collecting the data. That's not how it works. You just have to transmit that data out so that if somebody is near you, they can turn on their equipment and they can see who you are, where your airplane is, how high it is, what direction it's pointed. Does that make sense?
Not like it's on a selected frequency like an aircraft transponder. And even an aircraft transponder, Dave, is 360 degrees around. And it just goes to whoever's trying to monitor you at the closest tower. So the way I'm hearing this, that thing is going to basically transmit out 360 and then FCC or FAA can pick up my data stream and figure out where I am from that.
Yeah, and they've got a set of frequencies that are legal to use. And our frequencies that we use are legal frequencies to transmit out your position information, your height, your position, your speed. all that stuff. So, yeah, and that's the frequencies that we're using. It so happens, if you're using a free sky, you're using spread spectrum. So you've got a whole bunch of frequencies across the band that you're using, and that's 1.2 or 2.4 gigahertz, plus if you get a tandem, it's 2.4 gigahertz and 900 megahertz. So they can find that stream on both bands at the same time in multiple locations on that band. It's not like it would be hard for them to find you at all.
Okay. All right. So it's not like an aviation or an aircraft transponder. It transmits all the time just like an aircraft, but they have to go and look at it and see the frequency and then try to pull it up before they can read it. All right. Well, that's cool. As long as it satisfies the requirement, I'm a happy boy.
Yeah, I think you're thinking about ADS-B, which is a format that a frequency and a format protocol, transport protocol, that is used on full-scale aircraft. And you can use it on RC aircraft, too. But it allows them to see anybody that's around them. Like if you're up and flying and you get that turned on. Like when I was learning, they told me to follow in the King Air that was coming in on 21, and he was 3 miles out. And I'm hunting. I don't see a King Air out there anywhere. I was in a little tiny Beechcraft Skipper. It took me forever to find him. And then I finally told him, okay, I see him now. So then I lined up behind him, and I came in after he came in. With ADS-B, you don't have to do that. You can just see everybody out there that's around you.
Cool. Listen, I'm on Highway 29. South of Pelzer and pretty much parallel to Williamston, and it's starting to get real thin on the coverage right here. Am I starting to break up a little?
There is. I hear more crackling, like the rain is coming down hard on your windshield, but you're still full scale. It's just the audio is not quite, and I am transmitting only 10 watts. If I need to bump it up, I probably could. Okay, there's full power. That's 50 watts. I don't know if that made any difference at all. Probably where you're at, it might not have made any difference whatsoever. W4DJW.
The repeater, it's just that I was, on my end, I was starting to, you know, drop out sporadically. So, anyhow, on a day like this, we're doing just fine. Well, listen, I just pulled into this metal company down here, and I got to go in and check out some stuff. But, yeah, that is, you know what, and I'm glad you reminded me of that, because I got to call my brother and let him know not to go buying one of those transponding systems, because I talked him into a Free Sky radio, and, man, I tell you what, he's enjoying it over that spectrum he had. So, anyhow, I got to give him a call and let him know about this. And, you know, he's flying FPV, and he's got a flight controller, so I know he's got GPS built into it. So I may be getting in touch with you. Do you know what it takes to activate that?
I'm pretty sure it'll be a firmware upgrade. They've got to put it in the firmware, and it'll be a firmware upgrade on your transmitter, and it'll be a – I don't know if it's a firmware upgrade on your receiver or not. It depends. Maybe if – they have to collect some information about you and who you are and what your FR – your equivalent, your FAA registration number is, which is like a FCC FRN number, but it's FAA's number. So you have to put that in the stream, and that has to come from the stream that comes from the airplane. That has to come from the stream that comes from your transmitter. So I imagine it's going to be a firmware upgrade on both your receiver and on your transmitter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep up with that. And by the way, I've got to get over and pay my dues with Larry. I haven't gotten around to that yet.
I did that back in October. I went to the website, and it said, here's how to pay your dues online. And I paid them in October. In December, I got my card, but they said don't. I mean, yeah, you can't get in because they changed it at the end of January. They changed the code to get in. So, yeah, you got to pay him your dues so you can get in the gate.
You don't have to worry about me trying to get in the gate today or tomorrow or anytime real soon. because I guarantee you, the field over there is going to be soggy.
Whew.
All right, well, good enough, bud. I got to jump. You have a good day. Try to stay dry. And I will talk to you soon. KN4BWA with W4DJW. I'm clear.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you in a little bit. I'm doing stock. Today is a stock trading day for me, so I'm sitting here with a radio on listening. So if you come back out again and I'm not downstairs getting some food, then I'll try to come back to you. I'll try to pay attention to the radio today because stock buying's kind of slow at the moment. It picks up and then it tapers off. So anyway, be careful out there on the road. KM4BWA, W4DJW, clear and listening.
They made a final ruling on drones for that ident tag stuff, AE4BM mobile.
Yeah, it's in effect. If you're not in a club that has been given permission, but registered to be able to exempt you from that requirement, right? If you're like, if you go, you know, out to the mountains and you're flying in the mountains, or if you go out to the plains and you're doing free flight in the field, you're gonna, you have to have one. And I think it's already in effect now.
Oh, you can see me shaking my head and rolling my eyes.
Whose transmitter receiver are you using? Well, what brand name?
Four is old enough that it doesn't have it.
So that's DJI, right? I'm not keeping up with what they're doing. If you use FreeSky, they just announced that they will be adding those requirements to your telemetry protocol so that you meet the FAA's requirement, which means you don't have to buy anything. You just have to upgrade your firmware on your receiver and your transmitter, and your telemetry stream, bidirectional telemetry stream. Now, you'll have to put a GPS in your airplane if you don't have one already, but if you're flying FPV, you already have a GPS. And there, if you're flying something like your multirotor, your DJI multirotor, you already have a GPS in there. So FreeSky is doing that. I don't know if Spectrum's going to do that or not. I suspect it would take away some income that they could generate by creating more hardware, right? They could be selling those things for $300 a pop, so they're probably not going to do that. But FreeSky is going to do that. It's just another reason to switch away from Horizon Hobbies to FreeSky.
Roger that. Yeah, a friend of mine that does commercial drone stuff, he was telling me about it, and he was telling me I might have to go to a third-party device on my Phantom 4, and I'm just like, wow, more money. I don't fly enough as is, and they want to make me fork out more money.
Well, not only is it more money, it's also more weight that you're adding, so less flight time. So now you had to haul that thing around, and some of them, the first ones that they came out with, they weren't a minor impact to your flight time. They were a major impact to it. I imagine as time goes on, they'll get better. But the best solution is you don't add any hardware. You just modify the stream that's already going. And the FAA knows to look in that stream as well as the stream that's allocated for that specific hardware. W4DJW.
4BM mobile. Yeah, I know DJI is supporting all that stuff on their newer drones, but man, oh man, my Phantom 4 is pretty old. I'd say close to 5 years. I can't remember when I purchased that thing. I'm just lucky I have batteries.
Yeah, all of my stuff's really old. I don't buy new stuff all the time. I've been, last time I was really heavy into buying equipment was in 2015, 2016. So that tells you that's, most of my stuff is at least 9 years old, if not older. This is true. Somebody jumped in there and said, oh man, I said, this is true.
I don't know if I should retire my drone and stop trying to put my antenna up in the tree with my drone or what.
Well, if you're just flying around the house or something like that, I don't know that they're not going to be cruising up and down the road, everybody's neighborhood, looking for anybody who's out flying in their neighborhood. That's just a, if you do something like you crash through somebody's window, right, and they reported it, and you didn't have it, that's when they would use it against you. But as long as you're being real responsible with it, and all you're doing is lifting a wire over a tree, I don't know that it's that big of a deal. I just wouldn't forget and go somewhere, like go to a park with a bunch of park flyers, because that's where, if they are looking for any of it, that's where they would, you would find them.
There's none of that anyway. My other buddies that do commercial and do a lot of hooting around, I'm sure they're in that that norm that get everything all set up for the FAA, FCC stuff, but not me. I just use the drone to put up wires and help people out if I can to put up their wires.
So you haven't tried any Follow Me flight yet? Are you familiar with Follow Me?
Familiar. I've heard of it, but that's about as far as I've researched into it.
That's where you get two or three or up to four people together, and you're all flying with goggles on, so you're all looking out the front of your airplane. And they've got tools that make it easy, but you can do it without them. One of the tools is called, its name is radar. But what it does is you set up who's lead, who's second, who's third, and who's fourth. And what it'll do is wherever you are flying, it'll lock onto the person that is in front of you, and it'll line you up behind them. And then you can take over and you can start flying. Like, because the hardest thing to do when you're doing Follow Me flight is to find the person you're supposed to be behind. So the radar, it's not like police radar. That's just, it's a brand name of a package that you purchase and you add it to your hardware or your software. And it lines you up behind the guy. You all get up and you get flying and you turn radar on and it'll line all four of you up. If there was four of you, for example, and then you can turn it off because now you know your wingman knows who you are and you know who your wingman is, and you all get lined up, and then you just take off and you go flying through valleys and mountains. You scale a mountain in like less than a minute, or fly down a mountain through a riverbed, a river valley, or something like that. And you're all flying together, and you're all filming it with high resolution video recorders like that. I forget the name of them, but anyway, those are video recorders. You have your low resolution, that's your goggles that you can see out, but you also have high resolution video. And then when the back guy publishes that video, you see all, when you're all lined up in a row, you see all three airplanes in front of you lined up in a row as you're scaling a mountain or descending out of a mountain. It's pretty cool stuff.
Thanks. Can you alter the code so you can do formation flying and not just follow me?
W4DJW syncing up with the repeater there. Yeah, it depends. If you're using DJI equipment, you're going to be, you know, they limit you to very simple routines. So they don't have anything like, they have Follow Me if you're on a bicycle. And you can ride your bicycle down the road and you can tell your multi-rotor to follow you. But they don't have like the kind that I was explaining. But the Follow Me that I was explaining comes from Ardu Pilot. If you Google Ardu Pilot, there's software that most everybody uses Ardu Pilot that's doing anything that is not something that you can buy from a company that's already canned, which is not free to your imagination. If you use Ardu Pilot, what you can do is limited by your imagination and only your imagination. So, yeah, in Ardu Pilot, you load that software up, and the other guys have Ardu Pilot, and you all have GPSs, and it can do that. That can be your starting point. And then you can download the code, modify the code, and upload the code, and you can make it do whatever you want to. It could be formation flying. It could be really tight formation flying. It could be over and under or front and back or, you know, whatever you want it to be, because you have the full source code. You can do anything to it you want to do to it.
Or be immobile. Wow. That sounds very interesting. But I don't know. I don't know if I could stick more money into the hobby or any hobby. Right now I'm fighting trying to get my SWR water meters back up to working order, but it looks like I'll be sending that back to its manufacturer to be looked at and probably most likely fixed. And then I've got my Elecraft K3. Not thinking about it, but I am going to send it out to get fixed also, because I can't figure out what's wrong with it and get the firmware updated and everything else.
Well, that is another thing about RDU Pilot and places like Git FPV and what's another one? Defiant RC. There's an A something hobbies down in Atlanta. They're all in competition with each other, and there's hundreds of them throughout the nation. So what you would spend to get a package, a full package that's flyable for DJI, you know, $1,200 probably for something decent. You can get one of those less than two sticks of butter things for about half that price, but the things that are bigger than that are going to cost you $1,200 to, they can go over to $12,000, right? They can go anywhere and anywhere in between. When you buy your own piece parts, you buy them, you know, like a video transmitter is $20, like a video camera is $5, like your flight controller might be $23. So when you put that all together, you might have a $300 package that does way more than anything you can buy at DJI, and you have complete control over everything you do with it. But it does take a little bit to get your inventory built up, so, and it is a switch from what you have, but it is, once you get building your own, you'll find out it's a whole lot cheaper than when you buy complete packages from a company like DJI.
Man, oh man. I still got 15 minutes before my appointment. Already sitting here in the parking lot.
Well, it's 10:30, so 10:33 for me. And that's the hump in the stock market every day. When the stock market opens, all the stocks, everybody buys stock, and it goes up. And then at the top of the hour, at 10 o'clock, from 9:30 to 10, at 10 o'clock, people start selling. People that got in there to make money in the morning, and it sells all the way to 10:30. And then the serious trading starts at 10:30, because all those guys are gone now. All the morning guys have bailed, and now you can start do some serious trading, and it's trading like the stock market. So I'm going to get back to doing my job and go back to trading. I hope you enjoy your day. Maybe we'll see you out there at the Foothills Flyers Club sometime this year. AE4BM, W4DJW.
Take it easy. Make some money. AE4BM Mobile.